It would probably be a good idea to repent of sin regularly and command the devils to leave, right? Because if you do not, when these saints come in, they get in, and they get in, and they get in, and they get in. Then it'd be like the little girl was out in Silver City, New Mexico, when I was going to deliver her in the name of Jesus, whenever the demons manifest. And I said, how many of you demons are in there? This was the greatest number of demons. And one little 40-year-old beautiful homeschooling mother, she had four beautiful little children, and she was a student of God's Word. I mean, this woman's, her Bible looks like my wife's Bible. I mean, when you look at Cheryl's Bible, it'll make it where you look at it. You see this? It's marked up all over. You reckon she's been there before? Her Bible is like that from cover to cover. I mean, she's always in the book, highlighting, checking, and doing all kinds of things. This little girl's Bible looked like that Bible. When I commanded the demons to come out of her, she had a gross pain in her stomach that would not go away for about a year and a half. I told her it's a demon. And I said, repent of every sin. She said, I have. I've been listening to your teachings for months. She said, I repented of every sin. I commanded the demons to leave, and they didn't leave. They manifest. And, I mean, they did things with that woman's neck and mouth and head that I've never seen happen. It was awful what happened to her. And then finally, if they wouldn't come out, I said, okay, how many of you are in there? They said, there's 2,823 of us in here. Now, how would you like to have 2,823 demons? Now, she looked completely, totally normal. Only thing she had was a symptom in her stomach. But before that day was over, it only took 7.5 hours of intensive warfare. Cheryl was down there with me after a little while. In fact, it got so wild in that restaurant down there, that breakfast room, with her screaming and cussing and all the things she was doing, that I finally saw, I said, God, they're going to throw me out of this place and put me in jail. They're going to think I'm abusing this woman. I said, Lord, I need Cheryl to come down here now. Well, 30 seconds later, my phone rang. Honey, this is, what are you doing? I said, I'm still down here with this woman. Get down here now. And this would be a good time for a wife to be submissive. You know that? And she was. I mean, in 30 seconds, she was down there. And she come in and sat down there. And, of course, a little while later, Dave walked by. And I told Dave we needed him, too. But this girl was going wild. And we finally, the manager come in and told her, you got to get her out of here. You're driving everybody off. And so we did. We took her up to the bedroom upstairs, and we continued on there. And finally, after 7.5 total hours, I guess Cheryl was there 4 or 5 of them, and Dave was there 2 or 3 or 4, I don't know how many. But we finally got all the demons out of that little girl and got her set free. Now, she was just a normal, beautiful little Christian lady. Now, how did Jesus cast the demons out? With the Word. Is that what He said? Now, can you do the same thing? If you know it. If you know your power and your authority as a Christian, and you've got your sins repented of, now you don't want to be like the guy, a preacher, ever casting demons out of a 13-year-old girl. And there was a man and his wife there that knew the Word of God, and there was a doctor there, and there was another pastor there, and a couple of deacons there, a whole bunch of people in this room. And this man and wife team that knew what they were doing, they were casting demons out of this little 13-year-old girl. Had been there all afternoon, nearly all day. In fact, kind of like the one we had, and finally the pastor got tired, and he said, I'm going to take a break. And the other pastor, they said, well, I see how you do this. I'll do it. So he looked over to the little 13-year-old girl, and he said, in the name of Jesus, I command you demons to come out of her. That little girl, she just turned her head over just as gentle and looked right straight at him and says, I don't have to obey you. You're sleeping with your church secretary. Now, what do you think that would do to you if you were a pastor in a room with 4 or 5 other adults and another pastor and a couple of deacons? How would that make you feel, huh? Do you think these devils know what you do? Oh, yeah, they know what your sin is. And they usually don't have a problem knowing what our sin is. And if it's anybody in the world, I do not want to expose my sin, it would be a little 13-year-old girl in front of a room full of other Christians. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? So why do we do these stupid things? Why do we sin? Because our flesh, we're so strong in the flesh because we feed our flesh the world stuff. And we're so weak in the spirit because we don't study the Word of God. The other day I made this statement a lot of times. I have my favorite 100 verses. And you think, wow, you know, my favorite 100 verses. The other night I was watching Jack Van Impe. And he said, I have only memorized a small portion of God's Word, but I'm trying to learn more all the time. He said, I have about 15,000 memorized. I thought, Lord, that leaves my favorite 100 seemed like nothing. Lord, you talk about humbling you. I mean, the difference between 115,000, not many, is it, brother? Is there anybody in this room got 500 verses committed to memory that you'd like to come up and quote them for us? No, not any one of us could do that. But Jack Van Impe could. He has committed himself to memorizing God's Word. Wow, praise God. So, these demons are our problem. We see here, we know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself from evil, is what he's saying there. And then if you keep yourself from evil, that wicked one or Satan, he cannot touch you. So, would it pay good dividends to make it a goal to not sin? I think so. Because if there's anybody I don't want living inside me, it's a devil. You too, brother? Oh, yeah. Them guys are not too friendly, are they? No, whenever the Word of God tells us that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, do I like any of those? Oh, no. So if he's in there, that's what he's going to be trying to do to my flesh, right?
Right.
I'd just as soon he'd be somewhere else, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I guarantee I would. I do not want him in there. Now then, when we see this scripture, we see that, let's go back to Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Matthew 8, 16 and 17 in the King James. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. He's still healing all the sick through us. We got to get that in our spirit that he's healing us, and it's ours by faith. You have to get a hold of that by faith. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. That's where we was at a while ago when we were in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Now think about that. If Jesus took your infirmities and bear your sickness, why do we carry it around too? Why? Do you know anybody in church that's sick? Have you ever been sick? Yeah, I have been. I've had all kinds of sickness in my life. But one of the things I've learned, when something comes upon you, you must repent of the sin and then drive out the devil. Now then, some of the times we don't drive him out because we don't get tough enough with him. Sometimes we don't repent of sin. We've had many, many experiences with people here that we had all kinds of trouble getting them healed because they couldn't find their sin. Or they could find their sin, but they couldn't get rid of it and stay rid of it. It would come right back. That sin. You know, one of the sins that's so easy to say you get rid of and it comes back, you know what it is? We just read about it a while ago. The king had it. Pride. Yeah. You know how easy it is to say, I'm rid of my pride? And then it just comes right back on you the next day. Y'all know how easy that is? Yeah. That'll continue to kill you. You have to get rid of that. You have to humble yourself before God. Because when King Uzziah, when he didn't get rid of that pride and he kept it and God struck him with leprosy, how long did he have the leprosy? Till he was 68 years old. And he died with his leprosy at 68. But here, it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, that himself, he took our infirmities and he bare our sickness. Well, you know, I'm the kind of guy that if Jesus bore something for me, then why should me and him both have to carry it? That's a good question, isn't it? Hadn't we rather just let him take care of it? If he bore it for me and removed my disease, then why don't I just let him keep it? Is that what you want to do?
Amen.
Amen. That's what I want to do. I don't want no sickness in my body. Now then, what if I sin? And what if something comes up on me? What do I have to do?
Repent.
That's exactly right. I have to repent. And after I repent, when I get my sins repented of, what do I have to do with that devil that came into me? In other words, when I sinned, did he have legal right to attack me? Sure he did. Now, if he came into me and I've got him living in here and I repent of the sin, oh, he's just naturally going to be a good boy and go away. Do you think he will? Oh, you don't think so. In other words, you think he's got a hold in this nice, warm body of yours? Whoops. I'm leaning over a little bit there. But if he's got a hold in that nice, warm body of yours, he's not going
to
leave very easy, is he?
Yeah, he wants to stay.
Oh, yeah, sure, he wants to stay. Now then, you know, I've seen people that had demons at birth or when they were 5 years old or 10 years old, whatever, something happened, and a demon came into their life. And one of the demons that I've realized, and it's, you'll find it in Proverbs chapter 5 and 6, that when a man, now this is what happened to so many young men. Now God warns the young men. Young men, pay attention to me. When you see the adulterous woman, the prostitute, do not go to her house. How many young men miss that? They go to her house. They go looking for her. And they find her. And they go to her house. God says, her partners are dead. They're in hell. And he said, many of them, their lives will be turned over to the cruel one. Now, who do you think he's talking about? Who do you think the cruel one is? The devil. And he says, and your later years will be consumed with syphilis, sickness, and pain. Now, how many young men believe that when they're 18, 16, or 25, or 35, they go out of town and they go to the house of a prostitute, that they're going to open the door to a syphilis demon that's not going to manifest till they get to be 60 years old, and then their last years are going to die in excruciating pain with syphilis?
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.